MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 17, 2025. Local communities are awarded grants to combat street takeovers. Salisbury getting ready for town meeting. Sunny, windy, near 60, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 9:21 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that Governor Mara Healey is citing progress in the state's efforts to crack down on street takeovers fueled on social media by drag racing enthusiasts. On Thursday, Healey said state and local enforcement officials have thwarted attempted car meetups in the state over the past week through online investigations that resulted in arrests and hundreds of traffic citations. The crackdown comes after street takeovers erupted earlier this month in Massachusetts communities Boston, Fall River, Middleborough, and Randolph, where large crowds blocked roads, set off fireworks, and clashed with police. Law enforcement officials say the events have become dangerous and difficult to contain. The governor announced $14 million in safety grants to police departments in 200 cities and towns to help them combat such takeovers and car meetups. Locally, Gloucester will get $35,975, Lawrence $64,926, Salem $41,355, and Newburyport $28,245. Caitlin D. reports in the Newburyport Daily News, Salisbury residents will soon be deciding the fate of almost 40 warrant articles when they meet on October 27 at 7 p.m., at Salisbury Elementary School for the town's annual fall town meeting. Multiple warrant articles are related to the Salisbury Police Department, with the purchase of a new cruiser, the addition of a new patrolman, and more requests to be decided. Much more in this story by Caitlin D. in today's Newburyport Daily News. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
ItemLive.com reports firefighters responded to a blaze at 109 Lawton Avenue in Lynn at approximately 5:30 p.m. Thursday afternoon after reports of a structure fire. According to Lynn Fire Department officials on the scene, the fire was quickly contained and no injuries were reported. Crews from Lynn Fire were the only responders, with no assistance required from neighboring departments. The cause of the fire remains under investigation by the Lynn Fire Department's Fire Investigation Unit. The building inspector is also expected to assess structural damage once the site is cleared. Also from ItemLive.com, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy recently claimed that there is a risk between taking acetaminophen during pregnancy and an increased risk of autism in children. During an October 9 cabinet meeting, Kennedy described it irresponsible for pregnant women to take Tylenol. At the October 15 meeting of the Marblehead Board of Health, Chair Dr. Tom Massaro addressed ongoing misconceptions about linking medicines, especially Tylenol, to autism. In his report, Dr. Massaro emphasized there is no scientific evidence showing that Tylenol causes autism, citing two major international studies involving millions of children that found no causal connection once genetics were accounted for. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, tonight in North Shore High School football, unbeaten and top-ranked St. John's Prep will host St. John's of Shrewsbury kickoff at 6 p.m. In the Cape Ann League's game of the night, North Reading plays at Amesbury. Both teams are 5-0, kickoff set for 6:30. These two teams have had some big-time matchups the past several years. Other games, Winthrop is at Swampscott, Beverly goes to Masconomet, Marblehead is at Peabody. Gloucester hosts Saugus, Medford travels to Lynn English, Hamilton Wenham is at Manchester Essex. Ipswich visits Triton, Essex Tech goes to Pentucket, Newburyport at Linfield, and Bishop Feehan is at Bishop Fenwick. Last night in football, Kipp Academy lost to Whittier Tech 28-20. Lynn Classical will host Revere tomorrow morning at 11 at Manning Field. The Masconomet golf team captured the Northeastern Conference Open yesterday at the Bass Rocks Golf Course in Gloucester. Brendan Sheehan led all golfers for Masco with a 3-over par 72. The Bruins fell to the Golden Knights last night in Vegas 6-5. The Bees head to Colorado for a game tomorrow night against the Avalanche. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.